Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roger's calling from West Virginia, and he wants to talk windows. How can we help?
Hello. I had a question about getting into replacement windows that has to do with triple pane versus double pane. Some of the technology is a little overwhelming, and I'd like to be able to understand that more clear as to which way to go. Is it necessary?
That's a good question, Roger, and the answer is no, because double pane and triple panes are fairly similar. Now, if you get up to a real brutal climate, like you're up in the high hills of the north part of the country, where you're dealing with just brutal winters, you might get a better return on investment. But in your part of the country, in West Virginia, and in most of the center of the country, I would say no. It's not going to be a big difference between double pane and triple pane. What is more important is that the window is Energy Star rated, and it's never been a better time to replace your windows with those that are Energy Star rated, because there is a federal tax credit that you may be eligible for, which goes from now until January of 2008, where you can actually get an income tax credit
of up to $500.
Yeah, for putting in new windows that are Energy Star rated windows.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so it's a good time to do it.
Now, I was also on the internet trying to understand some of this technology that's new that's come out. I guess some of the gases that they put in between the panes.
Yes.
And I guess there was two main kinds. One is a fairly new.
Argon and krypton.
Yes, yes. And out of those two, I didn't know, you get salesman hype and you don't know what to believe. But also it was saying that it's not so much how many panes you've got, but the distance between the panes.
Listen, Roger, there's a lot of science between designing a window that's energy efficient, and I commend you for trying to understand the science, but the government's done the job for you. If the window is Energy Star rated, it's meeting the model energy code. And if you go that route, you don't have to worry about what the difference is between argon and krypton and the space between the glass and whether it's got swiggle or whether it's got...
I love that word. I love that word. Swiggle. It's my favorite. I've been waiting for you to say it.
Exactly. She just loves to hear me say it.
Swiggle.
but really, Roger, you don't have to do that work. If you get an Energy Star rated window, it's going to meet all those standards for the model energy code. And don't try to, this way you get out from under... what one salesman says versus the other. Just say, hey, is it Energy Star rated? What Energy Star rating does it have? And go from there.
Do you have a brand that you would lean toward?
Well, sure. I mean, we like Pella windows. We like Anderson windows. We like those good quality name brand windows.
And it's not just the window manufacturer. You have to make sure that they're set nicely in a good frame. Stay away from aluminum framed windows because they're just going to cause condensation and it's not going to be really good because they're going to hold a lot of the temperature, whether it's cool or hot. Make sure you go for a nice vinyl or wood framed window. Triple pane glass, not necessary. Go for the double pane and Energy Star rated. That's all you need to know and you'll be really happy. And
that's
let them
great.
Measure for you.
That's great. That pulls it down into... Put the jelly on the bottom shelf where I can get it.
There you go. Roger, thanks so much for calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.